I've heard that theory of the therapeutic community enough times to repeat it forwards and backwards. How a guy has to learn to get along in a group before he'll be able to function in a normal society. How the group can help the guy by showing him where he's out of place. How society is what decides who's sane and who isn't, so you gotta measure up. All that stuff. Every time we get a new patient on the ward, the doctor goes into the theory with both feet. It's pretty near the only time he takes things over and runs the meeting. He tells how the goal of the therapeutic community is a democratic ward, run completely by the patients and their votes, working toward making worthwhile citizens to turn back outside onto the street. Any little gripe, any grievance, anything you want changed, he says, should be brought up before the group and discussed instead of letting it fester inside of you. Also, you should feel at ease in your surroundings to the extent you can freely discuss emotional problems in front of patients and staff. Talk, he says, discuss, confess. And if you hear a friend say something during the course of your everyday conversation, then list it in the logbook for the staff to see. It's not, as the movies call it, squealing. It's helping your fellow. Bring these old sins into the open where they can be washed by the sight of all. And participate in group discussion. Help yourself and your friends probe into the secrets of the subconscious. There should be no need for secrets among friends. Our intention, he usually ends by saying, is to make this as much like your own democratic free neighborhoods as possible. A little world inside that is a made-to-scale prototype of the big world outside that you will one day be taking your place in again. He's maybe got more to say, but about this point the big nurse usually hushes him, and in the lull old Pete stands up and wigwags that battered copper pot head and tells everybody how tired he is. And the nurse tells somebody to go hush him up, too, so the meeting can continue, and Pete is generally hushed, and the meeting goes on. Once, just one time that I can remember, 4 or 5 years back, did it go any different. The doctor had finished his spiel, and the nurse had opened right up with, "Now, who will start? Let out those old secrets." And she'd put all the acutes in a trance by sitting there in silence for 20 minutes after the question, quiet as an electric alarm about to go off, waiting for somebody to start telling something about themselves. Her eyes swept back and forth over them as steady as a turning beacon. The day room was clamped silent for 20 long minutes, with all of the patients stunned where they sat. When 20 minutes had passed, she looked at her watch and said, "Am I to take it that there is not a man among you that has committed some act that he has never admitted?" She reached in the basket for the logbook. "Must we go over past history?" That triggered something, some acoustic device in the walls, rigged to turn on at just the sound of those words coming from her mouth. The acute stiffened. Their mouths opened in unison. Her sweeping eyes stopped on the first man along the wall. His mouth worked.